Joining us this morning is Stephanie Wiersma from the Lorain County Health and Dentistry. Saw the building where you're leaving the Carnegie. I was coming up the street, and I kind of like right in front of, before I got on Broadway, saw the building that you have out there as well. What takes place in that particular facility?
A lot takes place in that facility. It's a beautiful building, isn't it? We're so thrilled to be here in downtown Lorain. We provide a comprehensive array of medical, dental, and optometry services, and we serve all ages. We take basically everyone. So if you need a family doctor or family dentist, you haven't had your eyes examined, you should give us a call. We serve all ages, and we accept insurances. We accept folks that don't have insurance. If they're eligible for Medicaid, we help them with that process too, because that can be pretty cumbersome sometimes. We discount our fees. Our goal is to give pretty much everyone access to a regular source of health care.
At the office down the street here, do you see customers on a regular basis? People come back time
and time again? Oh, absolutely.
And time again?
Right. Most of our work is for chronic disease management. So diabetes, hypertension, asthma, those are chronic conditions that require intervention on a regular basis. We like to see our patients about every 3 months, more often if necessary, if they're not quite stable with their treatment plan. But absolutely, we have a base of patients that are come regularly. Others just need a quick sick visit, perhaps a sore throat, a urinary tract infection, something like that that's easily treated. Others come in for prevention purposes, which is always a good thing. Get a flu shot, get an pneumonia vaccine, bring your kids in for immunizations before school. We do all of that.
Providing health care can be costly for you. How dependent are you on grants, federal funding, things of that nature?
It's a good question. Sometimes people think we're federal employees. We aren't federal employees. Lorain County Health and Dentistry is a private nonprofit organization. So we get some grant dollars. About 22% of our annual budget is federal money on the basis of the quality of the care that we provide. So we collect a ton of data about how well we care for our diabetic, hypertensive patients and all, and that gets scrutinized at the federal level. The rest of the money, the old-fashioned way, we bill and collect on all of the insured visits. So Medicaid, Medicare, we collect on, if you have Blue Cross, Aetna, Anthem, we get paid basically what every other provider would get paid for the same services. So we're a business with a mission to bring people into healthcare and essentially make the community a healthier place.
And I know from previous conversations, you get a lot of support from the major hospitals here in the county as well. Talk about that.
Well, we do, and support comes in a lot of different forms. And so we certainly all know each other and we all work together. We have the same goals. We're a little different in the niche that we have as we're called a federally qualified health center or a community health center. But we're different. We specifically seek to serve those that might not get health care somewhere else because of barriers to care. It could be cost, it could be insurance, it could be getting to the location of the doctor or the dentist, which is why we're in the neighborhoods we're in. And so we will work with them on plans to improvement plans, how we want to tackle, for example, with the county health district, chronic disease management, prevention of diabetes, obesity, promoting exercise and healthy eating. So we'll work in tandem with other partners, and we do, and we have historically done that. And from time to time, there'll be funding opportunities, a grant, for example, that we might be able to obtain from a hospital system for a project, and we're happy to do that. We love working with our hospital systems.
You and more than 100 other healthcare wellness providers were at Lorain County Community College yesterday for a health assessment survey update. Information collected last year, released yesterday. What do you take away from the results?
Well, I take away that we still have a lot of work to do. I think that The data is revealing. It certainly tells us, to some extent, what we already know, that the chronic diseases are problematic. Cancer, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, and that if we can focus on preventing those, we will go a long way to score on cost. You can prevent costly treatment. You can prevent hospital admissions or ER visits, and quality of life is so far improved if you can tackle these problems at the prevention side, which is why the access to care element is so important in the plan. But generally, I take away, well, it's a good thing we're all working together, because we certainly have work to do still.
Well, that was one of the things that came out of it, talking about how the medical community, and there's different businesses and there's competitiveness. You can see that with all the advertising billboards and everything out there, but yet in this county, they still work together, as you mentioned before, of how you're able to use some of the resources.
It's so true. And I think we'll only be successful if we do continue to work together, and maybe we need to do that even better. And I think that as we sort through the data, we've just seen it. So I haven't read all 150 pages of it, but I did scan some of the trends. And I think that we have a fighting chance collectively by working together. Lorain County has a ton of healthcare resources. We are very blessed in that way. The trick is getting those resources to the people that need them most. And one of the findings was those that earn an income, families less than $25,000 a year annual income, are those most at risk for having bad health outcomes. So that's where we need to focus our efforts. And that's what we do as a community health center.
We've been speaking this morning with Stephanie Wiersma from the Lorain County Health and Dentistry, just down the road from here and on Broadway in Lorain. Where are the other locations?
We're in South Lorain on Grove Avenue, 3745 Grove. We have two sites in Elyria and East River, and also in Loudoun Court, which is in public housing. And we just opened in Oberlin, which is our most central location, on South Main Street, just south of the square. We're thrilled to have people give us a call at 240-1655. We can get you in probably this week, depending on the office, because summer tends to slow down a little. We see fewer sick visits, and we have more availability to see people really timely, and we'd love to be able to do that.
But you mentioned, besides just sort of the doctor's visits, the dentists, the eyeglasses, those are other ones that people kind of, if they start getting those kind of checkups, they have a habit of regularly visiting somebody who can check on and make sure there's nothing that's developed.
You know, and you're right. It is a habit. It's a good habit. If you find we call it a patient-centered medical home, a place where you can be comfortable, where you trust your provider, your physician, your dentist, your nurse midwife or nurse practitioner, if you trust that person and you trust the center, then you'll come back regularly. You'll be fully engaged in your treatment plan. And that truly is how we expect to make a difference in these health outcomes that we think we can improve.
Build a word of mouth from those individuals who've had the experience.
You bet.
To the people in their neighborhood who may be suffering from something too.
So, you bet.
Sounds good. Absolutely. Stephanie, thanks for coming in. Appreciate your time this morning.